Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline's SB Nation studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct. Now, I am the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, having defended that title after better than 34 years. And straight up today, we're talking mixed martial arts and boxing in hour number two. And if you want to stick in a little pro wrestling, I can go with that as well. Of course, I'm talking about pro wrestling, not the WWE. Although, Ronda Rousey, got to give her props, man. That wrestling match she did last week with Kurt Angle being her tag team partner, of course, going against Stephanie McMahon and her husband, Jean-Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H. I got to tell you, it was one of the best wrestling matches I've seen in a long time. I think that Ronda took a couple of bumps that just blew me away. And I have to say this, she's found the right world for herself. The world of wrestling entertainment, sports entertainment, call it what you want, but I think that's going to be Ronda Rousey's forte because, you know, once you get exposed in the world of real fighting and you're done. Stick a fork in you. I mean, they know how to beat Ronda now. You box Ronda, you punch at her, you don't let her get you on the ground, and guess what? You're going to beat her. Of course, she got beat not once, but twice, losing to Amanda Nunes and saying, I retired. Now, a WWE star, give her props. She looked great last week. That's all I'm going to talk about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You're tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. Of course, this is your show. If you'd like to get involved, you can. But, you know, if I sit here and, like, romp on you, and then you send me a text later on after the show dogging me, I mean, you had your chance during the show. I get a lot of texts, a lot of emails afterwards. You know, you just said this, you said that. What's the story on the delayed email? I mean, you want to send me an email, send me an email or a text. Send it during the show. Don't send it an hour and a half later. Then again, the show's delayed, so you might have been listening to it on a delayed basis. Bottom line is, guess what? Last night's UFC event, of course, UFC on Fox, it was rocking and rolling. We'll talk about the main event a little bit later, but some of the other fights on the card, I mean, really didn't get up to the level of upper echelon competition. At least I was concerned. And a lot of fights, of course, went to the decisions again. Of course, the UFC new matchmaker people, they've got some issues as far as getting together and putting together, how can I put it? If you've got fights that are going to go to decision, that's fine. But if they go to a decision and they're 29-28, in other words, two rounds and one, they're close, and maybe it's a split decision, maybe one judge sees it, two rounds and one the other way, that's good. But when you see a lot of decisions, 30-27, 30-27, 29-26, I mean, that kind of stuff is just, it's just not good. It's indicative of one-sided fights. Now, not that the UFC card on Fox was really guilty of that, but, you know, Alex Oliveira and Carlos Condit, I think I could have saw that one coming. I think maybe Ray Charles, and he's dead now, he could have saw that one coming. Submission ending course coming in the second round of guillotine choke. Carlos Condit, he's been off a while. Thought we'd come back. Listen, you don't take 2 years. I try to tell people this. You don't take 2 years off in combat sports, be it boxing or MMA, and come back and be the same person. Muhammad Ali wasn't the same person after 3.5 years off. Almost, remember? I mean, look at it. He came back and he didn't float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. He just didn't. I mean, he wasn't the same. He fought more on brains, skill, and guts afterwards than he did on just skill alone and guile alone, because before he went out, being Ernest Zora Foley and Cleveland Big Cat Williams and people like that, I mean, they were shut out fights. Guys wouldn't even touch him if he didn't want to. Bottom line is Ali in a class of villain. Back in the world of MMA, the upcoming UFC cards, I'm not all enthralled with. We'll get to that a little bit later. But guess who had a card? Guess, give him some props, man. Guess who had a card Friday night on Spike TV? My boys. I'm talking about, yeah, Michael Chandler and, of course, the Bellator people coming back. And you got to give Bellator some props, because Bellator is like the B, you know, they say they're the B League. I don't call them the B League. I really don't. I think Bellator rocks, man. I really do. I think the idea that a lot of their main events go only three rounds, I'm down on that. But I think they're trying to fit him into TV and things like that. But, you know, Bellator, Michael Chandler looking good this past Friday night. I mean, can't say enough about him. He could make it in the UFC. He could. I mean, he could make it in the UFC. He really could. I mean, some guys say that, you know, there's such a disparity between talent. I really don't think so. I really don't think so. Michael Chandler now 18-4, of course, beating, that was a lightweight main event Friday night on Spike TV, beating Brandon Gritz, who drops to 15-8. But, you know, good fights coming up on Bellator. I'm talking about Fedor. Fedor and Frank Mir. That's going to rock, man. The 28th, of course, on Spike TV, coming from the Allstate Arena, Rosemont, Illinois. Fedor versus Frank Mir. Fedor, he's gotten beat up like the last three or four fights he's had. He's got destroyed. I mean, Fedor, I remember one fight he got knocked out, and then they sort of like woke him up again. He sort of woke up again, and then he went on, and somehow they gave him the fight, or they called it a draw, and they said it was his people were promoting the fight and doing the judging. This and he had his uncle doing the judging, you know, kind of all in the family. Anyway, the bottom line is Fedor, not once what he was, and Frank Mir, obviously not the man he once was either. Of course, a former UFC heavyweight champion, a fantastic fighter, Francisco Santos Mir. Wow, he was the guy, man. I mean, he grappled, he punched, he was a submission artist. Anybody, anytime he got a hold of a limb, Frank Mir would break it off almost. Against Fedor, I just don't know, man. This is when you got two old guys like this, it's sort of tough to pick a winner. And why do I say that? Because they're both declining in skills. What I don't want to say is, I mean, you can expect two things out of this. You can expect a cautious fight by one of the two guys making the fight stink, or you can expect an Ali Frazier 3 type of fight. I'm talking about the Thriller in Manila, and both guys were in their mid-30s, and they got down and they rocked. They just stood there and threw, man. Of course, Ali winning a 14-round TKO, but that's the way I see two veterans going out. When old guys fight each other, they reach back, and because they've both regressed, they can look absolutely phenomenal against one another. Of course, it takes a dance partner to make a dance, and you've got to have two fighters make a good fight. Fedor and Frank Mir, both guys are going to go for it. I see Frank Mir winning. I'm hoping Frank Mir wins. Frank signed my Wall of Fame out here at the Sports Byline Studios a few years ago, so I wish him the very, very, very best of luck. Fedor, what can I say, Fedor? I really don't think Fedor, the last emperor, I really don't think that all the accolades he got over the years, I don't think they were deserved. I really don't. I mean, the fact he fought in a ring, thought that was cool and pride. But outside of fighting in a ring, I mean, who did he really beat? I mean, you know, a lot of those guys were crude back then and one-dimensional, and that's not the case in the heavyweight division anymore. I mean, do you think Fedor can get out of the first round with current heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic of Cleveland, Ohio? Heck no. No way. I mean, absolutely no. Frank Mir, maybe get out of the first round, but not too much after that. Anyway, Battle of the Old Guys. Geezers of Caesars, call it what you want. Allstate Arena, Rosemont, Illinois, April 28th, Friday night, live on Spike TV, Fedor versus Frank Mir, a battle of former heavyweight champions. One a pride champion, of course, the other a UFC champion. The 28th, baby. Don't forget, I take that back. Saturday the 28th, April 28th. Not Friday night, Saturday, April 28th. I guess Bellator and Spike are going to get together and go Saturday nights now instead of Friday nights. Or they're switching the cards because I think the last card was on Friday night. Bottom line is Bellator, the begrudgingly number two in the world of mixed martial arts, but they don't have to be. They've got good money backing them up. I'm talking about the MTV people as far as, you know, the big bucks, the investments. You're like the Fritwood company owns MTV. But anyway, the company that owns MTV has got them as well, so they're deep in the pockets. There's no reason for them coming up second as far as bidding for fights against the UFC and bidding for fighters against the UFC. And besides, guys want to leave the UFC. It's like the plantation of MMA. What do I mean by that? You know, Dana White's the master. And when he's the master, it's sort of like everything goes with what the master says. And why do I say that? Because there's a lawsuit right now in Superior Court in Nevada. They had a transfer from California to Nevada. That's the power of the UFC. And Lorenzo Fertitta, the owner, the former owner of the UFC, of course, he owns the station and station casinos in Las Vegas, their neighboring casinos, and the Palace casinos as well. So the guy's got a lot of money. Had the trial transferred to Las Vegas, but the complaints allege in a class action lawsuit that the UFC was nothing but a brothel of MMA. What do I mean by that? A brothel? In other words, they were being pimped, and that's just the way it was. I mean, these guys are getting a few nickels here and there. Hear this out. The UFC, if they're a $4.2 billion company, right? And their actual revenues, you know, when the year's over with, their actual, you know, paying for talent, paying what they pay the talent out of the whole pie. Like, the pie is 100%. 100% pie. That's the whole pie, right? Well, how much do you think of that pie goes to the fighters? How much of that? And these guys, as I mentioned it earlier, these guys aren't guys that are long for this world. I mean, one or two or three of those fights like that, taking an ass whooping like that, guess what? You ain't going to be the same, and you're not going to be the upper echelon fighter. The guys that survive at this, usually are quick wins, don't take a lot of punishment, and they're able to prevail for a little while. But, you know, we don't know how the residual effects of MMA yet, because it's only been around since 1993. I mean, as far as organized here in the United States, so we don't know the residual effects are. But I got to tell you, getting hit with 4 ounce gloves, essentially padded fists, it's got to have an impact. Straight up, Fedor versus Frank Mir, the 28th on Spike TV. Now, let's talk about the upcoming UFC cards. Nothing worthy of getting up for. You will need pay-per-view Viagra. That's right. Buy some. If you're an MMA fan, you're going to have to buy the Viagra because none of this stuff gets you up, except maybe Amanda Nunes. And, you know, she doesn't get you up. And, you know, I mean, she beat Ronda Rousey, and then in her last time out, she yawned. I mean, you're only as good as your last fight. And Amanda Nunes says, you know, I really wanted to go 5 rounds, and it was really important for me to go 5 rounds. Oh, yeah, okay, I understand all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, you didn't look good going 5 rounds. So when you don't look good going 5 rounds, guess what? Going 5 rounds is probably not good for you. 15-3. Is that a record? No, 15-4. I'm talking about Amanda Nunes defending the title against Raquel Pennington. Pennington's a decent fighter, but according to the gods in the world of mixed martial arts, Pennington's a loser. Her record coming in 9-5. Straight up 14 pro fights. Girls can fight. Both girls can fight, but the champion supposedly has a bit of an edge here. We'll see what happens when the day is said and done. Of course, mixed martial arts and women, I think the best, most dominant woman in all of mixed martial arts is the only woman I'd ever be scared of. Her name is Chris Cyborg Santos. I kid you not. I mean, you know, when I was a cop, some Samoan lady threw me into a wall and broke some sheetrock with my shoulder and my head. That's how hard she threw me. So I've been thrown around by women before, but I got to tell you, if Chris Cyborg Santos grabbed a hold of me and threw me around, I've seen her throw guys in movies, and whether you're trying to tell me that stage or not, I don't know. She's a monstrous, and I just wouldn't want to mess with her. Rousey? I think I'd roll with Ronda. I wouldn't let her grab me and put me on the ground or anything like that. I think I want to grab her by the throat if I could. But just kidding. Anyway, but that's the way you want to fight somebody like that. I mean, why would you want to fight to their advantage, right? I mean, let's talk about this. Remember the Floyd Mayweather? We talked about this earlier, the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. Of course, Mayweather in serious training in Las Vegas as I speak. Serious training. Yeah, right. Serious training for an MMA fight against none other than the great Conor McGregor. How can you say he's great? He's a great promoter. Never established himself as a great fighter. I mean, I don't think he's ever defended a lightweight title. He won it, 145-pound title, then moved up to 155. Give him props for beating the two guys he beat. I mean, I do. But outside of that, what's he done lately? Hasn't fought like in almost 2 years. They took the title away from him finally, officially, a couple of weeks ago. Of course, the man that's got the title now, or the heir apparent, supposedly, is Khabib. Khabib, of course, going 5 rounds with Ala Quinta last week. Ala Quinta being the last-minute substitute. Guess what? Ala Quinta must feel like you know, one of those girls, like, you know, you ask the first girl to go to dance and she doesn't go. She turns you down. The second girl turns you down. So you're begging some third girl to go to the dance with you because, you know, you want to go to the dance, right? Well, guess what? Khabib wanted to dance. He wanted to dance on that card. And, of course, he needed a dance partner because Tony Ferguson fell out. Max Holloway, the 145-pound champion, could not make 155 for the fight. He was taking it as a money-only fight. Guy wasn't even in shape. He was going to take a licking like that from Khabib? Man, talk about having no sense. None at all. I'm talking about Max Holloway wanting to rumble with Khabib at 155 and not training. Crazy. Taking the fight on 3-day notice. Couldn't make the weight. In came Ala Quinta. He lost a 5-round fight, and it was a rout. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports, the text line. It's hot. It's happening. I'm going to it after the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm going to Managua, Nicaragua, the home of the great Alexis Arguello, one of the greatest boxers of all time, one of the greatest fighters in the history of the game, no doubt about it. Of course, died via a gunshot wound, whether it was self-inflicted or somebody else pulled the trigger, we might not ever know. But I will go on down to Alexis's hometown, Managua, of course, October 29th through November 2nd, the 31st annual WBO Congress, of course, the World Boxing Organization, pitching their tent for this 31st annual convention in Managua, Nicaragua. Check it out. If you'd like to go, come down and celebrate with us. We'd have a great time together. WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. And check out the convention reservation plans. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. Of course, I'm looking at, I take that back. At about 40 minutes past the hour, actually at 40 minutes past the hour, I'm going to bring back an interview I did in 2009. 2010. He was a 2009 Comeback Player of the Year. I'm talking about Nick Charles. Remember Nick Charles? He was the first guy to ever do sports on CNN. Him and Fred Hickman, the black guy and the guy with the big hair. He was the guy with the big hair. He wasn't a black guy. Fred Hickman was a black guy, but he was the guy with this incredible head of hair. I mean, he was known for his hair. He just was. I mean, that was my man. No doubt about it. Anyway, Nick Charles passed away a couple of years later via cancer, but in this interview, he's back, he's on top of his game, and we're of the opinion he's got cancer beat. So we'll do an interview that aired in 2009. I think it aired on my local station here, then in San Francisco, 860 AM, and Ring Talk as well. So it's an old interview, but it's Nick Charles, and Nick Charles is a Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. And I think you'll appreciate how he looks at life, having thought he beat cancer the first time. So that's coming up at 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to the MMA Hour, live, of course, on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. The British and Irish Boxing Authority announced launch of the BIBA Health and Safety Executive website. What does that mean? That means there's going to be some more regulation on boxing, especially regarding performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, I think that's important. Of course, I think Canelo Alvarez, the current world middleweight title holder, or one of them at least, along with Gennady Golovkin, the May 5th fight is off because he tested twice not once but twice for clenbuterol, which is, I believe, is an anabolic steroid. And, of course, he got out of it by saying, you know, I got knee surgery, so my knee was hurt. So he had arthroscopic surgery on Friday. And I think that arthroscopic surgery is probably going to prevent him from getting knocked up as far as liability lawsuits are concerned. Because, listen, if you reserved if you had an event going on, say at your and you reserved space and time and this and that, and then the event goes belly up because somebody turns up positive for steroids, somebody's got to be responsible for your fees, your costs, okay? And there's a lot of money that went up in smoke when this fight got canceled on the 5th of May between Golovkin, of course, and Canelo Alvarez in Las Vegas. And usually, Vegas has always went with the money. When Oscar De La Hoya got hurt a couple days before the Bernard Hopkins fight, he had a cut between two fingers that was so severe it required 8 stitches to close it, and then he fought him 2 days later? Yeah, right. Like, that's going to go over well. Anyway, they allowed that to happen, of course, and Muhammad Ali, unable to take his, with his eyes closed, was unable to take his finger and touch it to the tip of his nose upon many, 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 many attempts. He couldn't do it with either hand, yet Las Vegas and the Nevada State Athletic Commission licensed Muhammad Ali to fight Larry Holmes October 3rd, 1980. Of course, he was destroyed in 10 rounds, but needless to say, Nevada's made some decisions in the past that it went straight with the money. But this time they didn't go straight with the money. Although I sort of expected them to do this, I was surprised at the same time because, man, I know there's people behind the scenes saying, please, please, please don't cancel this. But it's canceled and it is history. It looks like it'll take place possibly in maybe September, of course, if Canelo gets cleared. And getting cleared, I don't know. Does that mean like putting this guy on mandatory testing, you know, like WADA or VADA or whatever, of course, and get this guy tested? Now, I mean, once he tests positive twice in a week, I think that, you know, we've got some issues there. And as far as eating the meat was concerned, you know, I went with that rap the first time, but this isn't like the first time around for him. This is not his first rodeo. When you look at Canelo's face, the fact that his jaw is as square as it is, and he's got that body that's not cut like a Mexican. I mean, he's Mexican. Okay, and I hate to say it, but Mexican jeans, and I don't mean J-E-A-N-S like Levi's, I mean jeans like G-E-N-E-S, okay, they really don't cut you up that way. I don't care how much you exercise, you're really going to look that way, I don't think, without some type of enhancement. And I think that Canelo Alvarez, I think that Gennady Golovkin may have had a point. I think that much like Manny Pacquiao, who I suspect of taking, you know, performance-enhancing drugs for a long time, because when I started screaming about it and other people started screaming about it, guess what? He stopped knocking people out. I mean, Manny Pacquiao's knockouts just came to an end. And he was knocking guys out like Miguel Cotto, who's a former welterweight, you know, 147-pound and 154-pound champion as a pro. And he told me in 2011 when we were in Cartagena, Colombia, he never been hit that hard in his life. I mean, how can you get hit that hard by a guy that weighed 107 pounds when he turned pro, and now he's weighing 147 pounds, and he's not fat? Think about that. You gain 40 pounds, and you're not fat. Doesn't make sense. So, on the other side of the break, we'll be talking with the great Nick Charles. Man, Nick was such a boxing guy. I got to tell you, before he passed, 2 days before he passed, he shot me an email. He was talking about the fight that was on that night. I think it was either Showtime or ESPN. It wasn't HBO. I can't remember that for sure. But he was talking about the fight tonight, and he was going back and forth about it. But he was such a devout and incredible boxing fan to the end. I mean, and not only was he a boxing fan, and Colin Seymour, the former writer of the San Jose Mercury News, he agrees with me. He made everybody feel special. He just did. He had a way about him. I don't know how to put it to you, folks. There's not too many people. I mean, Ali did it because he was Ali. But Nick Charles did it in a Nick Charles type of way, okay? And he made you feel special. He made everybody feel special. When he stopped and took a picture of somebody, he made them feel special because he was special. So we'll talk with the great Nick Charles after the break. You are tuned to the MMAR live on Sports Byline. Of course, SB Nation Radio Sports. Boxing, MMA, a little pro wrestling. We talk it all. But, of course, I'm going to bring in the Hall of Famer himself, the great Nick Charles. Guess what? I'm pumped about the UFC schedule. No, I'm pumped about one fight coming up, and I want to see her fight badly. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos. I don't care who she fights. I think it's time for her to start fighting men because she's beaten so many women and been so dominant. I know people are back there saying they're aghast. Come on, man. You can't talk about a mixed fight. Well, I think I can, because I think she can beat a lot of guys, okay? And let's be honest, there's not too many females I think that can rumble with her. I really don't. I think if she gave Holly Holm the benefit of the doubt and didn't go for knocking Holly out, that's the reason why Holly lasted five rounds. Outside of that, I think Cyborg could have put her away. You are tuned to MMR live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports, coming to you live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
And to you, Pedro, I hope I see you ringside sooner than later, buddy.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
He is a comeback fighter of 2009, folks. I kid you not, I'm talking about Showtime's Nick Charles. Nick, wonderful to have you in the house this evening, man. Very good evening to you. How are you and the family?
Pedro, we're doing well. I couldn't be better. When we talk about comebacks and this and that, and people were just, in fact, I was just looking at messages from friends and people in boxing, actually, and I said, you know, what alternative did I really have? It was, my choice was either to check out or fight this thing, and so far, somebody else called me and in boxing earlier and said, you know, it's sort of like a 12-round fight. Hey, man, you were really knocked down early and lost some 10-8 rounds with this kind of thing, with this kind of cancer. But it's like a guy who's coming back is like Juan Manuel Marquez against Pacquiao, that type of thing.
Okay. I you know, you are on the Wall of Fame at ringtalk.com, and you are there because of the contributions you made not only to the broadcasting biz, of course, one of the original, I can say this affectionately, one of the original talking heads of CNN. How's that sound?
Well, you know what? I always used to look at some of those anchors. I said, they have anchor butt, and like even and from, you know, the thin veneer from so-and-so to so-and-so, but behind that, like, face or something, there was, you know, the porch light was on, but nobody was home, that type of thing. I mean, I've seen enough anchors who were talking heads who say, hello, my name is blank, because they didn't fill in the blanks on the teleprompter. The one thing we always prided ourselves on in sports, and every sports person who does highlights, etc., who's an anchor, you know, you got to think on your feet, and you write your own copy for better or worse. So it's more than a lot of news anchors do, you know, and at least in the UK and in Europe, they call them news readers. I never thought I was that. I always thought, hey, man, for better or worse, I got to use my own language. And either it's helped me or hurt me all these years, but I'm still standing.
Good enough. Your first card back now in several months, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Chris Avalos and Jose Nuevas. That was your main event, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, and it was. I thought it would be a bigger challenge for Avalos. He was he's the kind of guy. He's got a lot of confidence, bordering on cocky. You know, he seems to be in a rush at 21 or 20, actually, just turned 20. 15 fights now, and I thought that Nieves, with such a solid technical foundation, Pedro would give him fits for a while anyway, at least to survive and stretch him out. First scheduled 10 rounder. First main event on national television, but Avalos is all about aggression, and sometimes his best defense is his offense, but he really took it to this Puerto Rican, and I was very impressed. So, you know, we're talking maybe this guy, next thing, maybe a top 15 fighter. I wouldn't rush somebody at 20, but he seems to be really on the right kind of flight path to being somebody special.
Do you know why cocky kids and kids from the hood have to be pushed? I mean, sort of have to take an accelerated path to stardom? Because longevity is not in the card sometimes, because of their lifestyle, because of where they're from, the whole nine yards. It's just not happening. You hear what I'm saying? So, like Fernando Vargas, they rushed him into that fight with Trinidad because, you know, he was having problems outside of the ring. So
that's a good point, Pedro. You know, I fully understand that, growing up in Chicago in a poor neighborhood. And I understand about boxers always that you want to be somebody so bad. But then, you know, it could go bad. We were talking about Francisco Bojano the other day.
Yeah.
And we saw him on Showbox our first year. And I said, man, this guy could be extraordinary. And then the second or third time he was on the show, his entourage was bigger than Tyson's. And I said, you know, this is something wrong for a guy who's so far away from being a champion. So it's a matter of keeping your head on straight, and that's really difficult, because boxing, you know, historically, you spring from nothing, and all of a sudden you're somebody, and you just have to keep it in check and keep it in perspective. And it's really asking a lot, as you said, from a young guy. But one thing about Avalos, and back to him, not that the show's about him, he's very well grounded and focused. He's got two parents with him all the time. They're in his corner. His mother is really the stone cold boss of the family. His father trains him. And it's the kind of foundation that really, really helps. And it's good to see. When we go to the fighters' meetings, his mom's there, his father's there, and you don't often see that with fighters and with a lot of athletes, you know.
You're tuned to Extra Sports 860, home of the Stanford Cardinal, of course, the Oakland Athletics of the American League. Of course, we've got baseball season just coming up in a couple of months, folks, so don't forget the Oakland A's are here, 860 on the AM dial. Extra Sports 860, the new sports authority here in Northern California. On the line from his lair on the East Coast, of course, is Showtime's very own Nick Charles, making his big comeback this past Friday night on Showbox, going to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, you know, this is your first fight card in how long? 7 months?
I did the Pacquiao for Showtime at 6 months. Yeah, Pedro, I did the Pacquiao-Cotto fight, the international feed. Bob Arum was great. Bob Arum says, hey, I don't care what you look like. We know you could do the job, you know, because I look like I went 15 with Foreman and then 15 with Frazier in their primes, you know, from all this chemo and stuff. And it was really a struggle getting, at least up until the day. I was hurting. I got to be honest with you, but I said, I got to suck this up because I made a commitment, but I was just laying in bed in Vegas, and bingo, I woke up that morning. I said, wow, I feel like $1 million. I could run through a wall. So, you know, that adrenaline got me through that card. But now that I've been off the chemo for almost 2 months, it's just a big difference in the whole bit, the energy and such. But, yeah, to be back, I was just talking to my boss at Showtime, Gordon Hall, and a lot of well-wishers, and it didn't seem like I missed a beat. I never felt like I was away. But I really never believed. I always held out a lot of hope that Showbox would be part of my future, and sure enough, it has been. So, hey, life is really good. I can't complain, Pedro, and not only that, I'm very, very grateful about life. I think I always have been. That's helped my attitude. You know, it's just a, no matter how many knocks you take in life, and sometimes you look at things and you say, I never said why me with stuff. I just have always tried to expect the best in people. I'm not some naive dude, believe me.
Nick Charles, our guest, having come back from cancer, folks, the 2009 Comeback Fighter of the Year. Got to switch subjects a little bit. We'll stay with the medical issue, health insurance. Are you paying 20% of your medical bills? Are you paying all your medical bills? Do you have health insurance? How did it go down?
Well, no, thank God. I got to tell you, you got to be covered in this country. You know, my wife works for CNN, and we have policies through her, of course, because I'm a gun for hire in boxing. You know, you don't get, believe me, I'm not crying, but it's a different thing. But I don't know if this is even something you want. Well, you brought it up, so I'll tell you little things like when you go for chemo and they really give it to you because they got to give you the strong stuff and they knock the hell out of you. Well, when your red blood count goes down to nothing, you're on the floor and you're that's the gas in your tank. But your white blood count goes to pot too, so you're susceptible to any kind of infection. So when you leave the hospital at the end of your chemo, each time they give you a shot. Well, the shot costs $6,000. It's six large for a shot. So think about that. If you don't have great insurance, I've talked to nurses, I've talked to doctors. I said, can everybody get this shot? I got really good insurance. And some people have said, oh, they'll give it to everybody gets it. Some people say, no, people don't take it. And it's really a shame in our country, you know, that some people can't afford and they got to pass on something that obviously could threaten their life to do without.
The only modern country in the world without some type of health plan for the poor and downtrodden in this country. Okay, shifting gears from that. So you've come back now. What's the weight like? Have you put on the weight? Put the weight back on?
I never lost it, man. I was in the gym 4 or 5 times a week, all the time. I said, you know, you're looking at the dumbbells. You're doing this. Your energy's down. Maybe you're not working as fast, but I said, I'm just going to work just as hard. And really, with the strength, how you could at least measure yourself in the gym, and you say, you know, I'm lifting the same amount of weights, doing the same amount of reps, and doing the same type of workouts I did before I knew I had cancer. So I thought that was really psychologically and physically important for me, and it really helped me, I think, because, you know, when I was doing chemo, these 4-day knockout sessions, you know, you're doing wall push-ups and dips, and the first couple of days the nurses are laughing at me and the doctors, and then I remember the fourth day I was doing them, my last day, the nurses are doing them with me, you know, and they said, you know, you're doing the right thing, because a lot of people come in, and everybody has different cancers, Pedro, everybody. When people call me, oh, Lance Armstrong beat it, he had a different kind of thing. It was a different deal. You know, my uncle had this. But the point is, they said, there's a lot of cancers here, but the people who do crappy are the ones who go in bed, lay there for four days, get the chemo, and they do lousy because they got a bad attitude, and they go home, and it just doesn't seem to help them, you know. So I think that's the one thing you could control is a good attitude and taking care of yourself, because, damn, I took care of myself before this, you know, and it still happened to me. It was a random thing, so I'm not gonna spit the bit out, like they say at the racetrack.
You know, when I've had a lot of death in the family in the past 15 years, mother, father, stepfather, this and that.
Oh, boy.
Stepfather, when he had cancer and the chemo, this and that, I used to pick him up. We take him over. We used to give him brownies and pot and that kind of good stuff, and that really relieved him. I mean, that really brought him back down to earth, and he told me that because of that, he was able to eat, and he was able to sort of keep his mind off of his woes. Was medicinal marijuana part of your recovery?
No, somebody asked me that the other day. I never even considered it. I mean, the side effects are horrible with the chemo, with this heavy, because they gave me the hardest chemo there is. They said, either that or you're going to be, I don't want to sound melodramatic, but I said, what if I don't take this chemo? They said, well, you got 4 to 6 months to live. That's it. You know, so I said,
yikes.
Well, the choice is right there. I'm taking it. But they said, we're going to hit you with the biggest bat we got. It's the only way to stop this. So, you know, and you're going to get side effects, and I don't even want to get into them. They're really, really bad on your body. So I understand where your stepfather was coming from. But I just said, you know, I'm toughing this through. I don't know if I'm eating cardboard here or, you know, or a juicy steak, but I'm going to get through it. And whatever it is, you know, and there were days, yeah, it was no fun. But like I said, what's the alternative, Pedro? You know, I believe in eternity. I'm good with that. I'm good with God. I'm not, like, frightened about it. Nobody wants to die. But so I had a lot of peace, but I want to be around. I got a little daughter I love so much, my wife. You know, it's so much more. I want to learn. I want to see more fights. You know, I look at these young kids come up, Chris Avalos. Hey, I want to be around to see him go for the title or not. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of motivation for me. At the same time, I'm very much at peace, but I always felt, well, you know, thank God I didn't get too nauseated. I've heard the horror stories. At least I was able to eat, and I kept eating, and, you know, so I kept my weight up. It's great.
Okay. Victor Conti was on the show a few weeks ago. He of Tower of Power fame back in the 70s, and, of course, the man that ran Balco, the mad scientist, from rock musician to mad scientist. I've never understood that, but he sort of tried to explain that in a one-hour show. In fact, he just told me he might be here for the entire show next week here on Extra Sports 860 at 6:05 p.m. next Sunday night when Pedro Fernandez takes over the radio airwaves here on the new Sports Authority of Northern California. So Victor Conti says that EPO is something that increases the amount of oxygen in athletes' blood from 25% to 30%. And he said that guys can take this, and that he said, you know, he said that Shane Mosley admitted taking it under oath and things like that. But guys can take this, and what it does is it increases their endurance dramatically. I mean, imagine having 30% more in the tank than in the 10th round than your foe, and you guys are of equal stature. So what I'm trying to say is, what about this thing with Floyd Mayweather? Was there merit to what he was saying in which he wanted Pacquiao tested now that Mosley's going to agree to that same type of testing?
Well, you know, I mean, sure, Mosley will. Mosley was guilty the one time, as you say, but I don't want to get – I think the important thing here is what – look, what, like at the racetrack, a jockey, they have to have an assurance of innocence because you're betting on game. I mean, that was always the premise of horse racing. If there weren't – if it wasn't gambling, nobody would go to the racetrack. But boxing supposedly is a little different. The unfortunate thing is there's no regulation. You know as well as I, Pedro, you do a fight in St. Louis or something, Missouri at a Hilton hotel, which guys have done. They don't do the proper medicals, really, and such. They don't pay for all the stuff. Now, I think a blood test would be great for every fighter, but I think it would be fabulous. How much would it cost? Now, you're talking about undercards. A promoter does a little card in Oklahoma off TV. Is he going to be inclined to do a boxing card if he's got to pay $200 for every fighter's blood test, for example?
No, Nick, and I'm with you on that one. I'm talking about the mega fights where there's millions of dollars on the line.
But how do you draw the line? But you say, okay, once a fight is over $1 million, you have to do it. Once a fight, you know, I'm all for it. I think it would be fabulous. I want the assurance of innocence. You know, when I say a guy's packed on weight, you know, I was at CNN doing the good feel good story, chasing Sosa and McGuire all over the country. Wow, this is great. This is just what baseball needed back then. And then, you know, yeah, there's that suspicion, and people are turning a blind eye and saying, no, it's too good for the game. And Manny Pacquiao's too good for the game right now. You know, he really is. He's absolutely crossed over a little bit, and he's got people who aren't big boxing addicts interested in the game. But that said, if he has nothing to hide is the one argument, then do it. But Mayweather, is he trying to get into his head? Is it legitimate? Do you not want to fight him? Mayweather couldn't have known, no, Pacquiao won't do this. It's just an excuse to get out of the fight because I'm afraid of the guy. There's too much money on the table. Yeah, you know, I think Floyd's really after preserving that carefully constructed perfect record. I mean, that said, I already picked him to beat Pacquiao in that fight, and I could tell you my reason someday. But I would love to see it across the board because it's not going to hurt anything, and I'd hate to see yet another scandal for this sport. We don't need it.
The comeback kid, Nick Charles, on the line. When's your next Showtime gig?
Next Friday night, actually. I can't wait. We got a doubleheader. I'm just working on the script right now, and that's sort of interesting. Freddie Hernandez, a guy who's 30, he's got one loss. Is he a prospect? Is he a legitimate top 15 welterweight someday? He's 27-1, but he's fighting DeMarcus Corley, who's lost really. He's won only 5 of his last 13 fights, but he could make a lot of people look bad today, and that's what we're hoping, that he will really be a test for this guy. And we'll see where Hernandez is. Does he fit the Showbox profile? Is he a fraud? Does he get exposed? Does he take the next step? You know, I just hope Corley has enough left to really be a challenge there. So that's our main event, and, you know, just excited to be back. I wish we could do a fight every night. You know me, Pedro.
Pound for pound, the baddest man around, Nick Charles of Showtime. Nick, congratulations on the comeback. Say hello to the wife, and I wish you the very best in 2010, my brother.
And to you, Pedro. I hope I see you ringside sooner than later, buddy.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Comeback player of the year, no doubt about it. Nick Charles, give him his props. Passed away in 2011. One of the greatest guys I've ever come in contact with. And now that I'm talking about the sporting world, the boxing world, I'm talking about the world at large. God bless Nick Charles and his family. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.